How has advertising come into being? What is its history? Signs must be seen as the earliest form of advertising. Some early advertising can even be seen in the ruins of Pompeii. One such sign, for example, reads, Traveler, going from here to the 12th tower, there Soranus keeps a tavern. This is to request you to enter. Farewell. Some signs at this time were in the form of symbols, as not too many people could read. A sign of a cow or goat meant a dairy, for example. The earliest form of broadcast advertising is the town crier. Town criers are already written about in history as early as the 12th century in France. Printed advertising became possible in the 15th century with the invention of the printing press. Posters and leaflets could now be mass-produced to sell ideas or products. The newspaper came shortly after the printing press, and with it came newspaper advertising. The earliest known newspaper ad is for a book and appeared in a newspaper in Germany in the year 1591. As the ability to read became more widespread, the effect of such printed advertising naturally grew. The idea of the advertising agency came in the early 19th century. At first, the advertising agent was only a broker. He had a contract from a newspaper to sell their advertising space. In the late 19th century, agencies began to change from just selling ad space to actually helping the client to form the ad. Therefore, at this time, copy and illustration became important and demanded more study by agencies. The first broadcast advertising was the town crier, as we have already noted. Radio and the development of broadcast media changed this. With commercial radio stations came the ability to advertise to larger groups of consumers. People who couldn't read and children could now be reached in huge numbers. As early as 1926 in the U.S., the first network radio station was launched. This meant that advertisers could now reach the whole of America with one ad. TV came into popularity after the Second World War. It was immediately a hit with advertisers for a number of reasons. 1. The results of the ad could be traced quickly as messages and products could be advertised more excitingly. 2. TV arrived at a time when the Western economies were beginning to boom, so TV ads were very successful. And 3. Compared to radio as a broadcast media, TV has a small number of channels. This means that the advertiser could appeal to the whole market by advertising on just a few channels. Nowadays, TV has surpassed radio as an advertising medium, and most radio ads are now aimed at selling products or services locally. In the history of advertising, it is also difficult to know what will come after the TV. Its replacement as a mass medium for advertising is not yet evident. But we can be sure that as markets change further, the type of advertising and the media used will also change.